Hello, my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 23rd of April 2017. Caring for a dying child at home. This is Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. There could be few things that have more impact on a family than the death of a child, but the period leading up to death is also hard. Where parents may receive post-bereavement counselling, support is also needed when death is approaching, as this study from Switzerland by Escola et al., titled Maintaining Family Life Balance When Facing a Child's Imminent Death, a Mixed Method Study, and published in JAN, explores. The aim of the study was to understand parents' experiences and needs during a child's end-of-life care at home and to identify systemic factors that influence its provision. From a nationwide study in Switzerland between 2012 and 2015, 47 families were studied between 2011 and 2012 with a dying child at home. Information from questionnaires and interviews was used. The physical and emotional toll on some parents is captured in this quote from one father. I drove home in the evening, parked in front of the garage. Do you think I was able to get out of the car? I remained seated 3/4 of an hour, just sat there and slept. In fact, I was at home but couldn't manage to get out of the car. No energy, empty batteries. Practical help was really appreciated, as explained by one mother. This daily household crap, getting groceries, cooking, cleaning, paying the bills. It would have been so nice if there had been someone to take over these tasks and we could have spent the time with our child. The authors concluded paediatric end-of-life care at home is only feasible if parents make extraordinary efforts. If family-centred end-of-life home care is provided by a hospital-based paediatric palliative home care team, which includes paid housekeeping help and psychological support, parents' needs could be better met.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.